Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today's November 1st, and on this day in Cold War history in 1945, the official North Korean newspaper Rodong Sinmun is first published under the name Chungro. In 1945, Australia joins the United Nations. In 1948, off southern Manchuria, 6,000 people are killed as a Chinese merchant ship explodes and sinks. In 1950, Puerto Rican nationalists Griselio Torresola and Oscar Collazo attempt to assassinate United States President Harry S. Truman at Blair House. In 1951, in Operation Buster Jungle, approximately 6,500 American soldiers are exposed to desert rock atomic explosions for training purposes in Nevada. It is said that participation was not voluntary. In 1952, in Operation Ivy, the United States successfully detonates the first large hydrogen bomb, codenamed Mike, in Inuituk Atoll, located in the Marshall Islands in the Central Pacific Ocean. The explosion had a yield of 10 megatons. In 1954, the Front de Liberation Nationale fires the first shots of the Algerian War of Independence. In 1959, in Rwanda, Hutu politician Dominique Mbon Yumutwa is beaten up by Tutsi forces, leading to a period of violence known as the Wind of Destruction. In 1960, while campaigning for President of the United States, John F. Kennedy announces his idea of the Peace Corps. In 1961, 50,000 women in 60 cities participate in the inaugural Women's Strike for Peace against nuclear proliferation. In 1963, the Arecibo Observatory in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, is with the largest radio telescope ever constructed, officially opens. During the period known as the Watergate scandal on this day in 1973, Leon Jaworski is appointed as the new Watergate Special Prosecutor. In 1981, Antigua gained independence from the United Kingdom. And in 1993, the Maastricht Treaty takes effect, formally establishing the European Union. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, November 1st. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time. Goodbye.